From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
When I first joined the Inquirer in 2015, I initially was assigned to cover Delaware County.
Caitlin McCabe covers real estate for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
And Chester City being in Delaware County, I spent a lot of time driving around the city, walking around the city, getting to know its people and its landscape.
For years, the city of Chester has struggled as one of the nation's poorest and most violent cities. But walking around, Caitlin saw untapped potential.
And one of the things that first struck me about the city was its stunning waterfront. Just stretches and stretches of waterfront facing the Commodore Barry Bridge. But one thing that I noticed along the waterfront was that there was really nothing there.
There was supposed to be something. In 2008, a professional soccer stadium, Talon Energy Stadium, the home of the Philadelphia Union soccer team, was built there. City leaders and state officials saw the stadium as the centerpiece of a $500 million development that was to include housing, a convention center, and restaurants. The hope was that it would pull the city out of financial distress. But more than 10 years later, the waterfront is still nearly barren, and Chester is still broke. The city is relaunching development plans around the soccer stadium. But why has the project taken so long? And why are the stakes even higher this time around? Today on The Why, on the waterfront.
Like a lot of cities in the mid-1900s, it really was an economic driver. It was home to shipyards, manufacturing plants, including Ford and Sun Shipbuilding. And it was known for its economic prosperity in terms of manufacturing, but also retail. It was a really vibrant retail center for Delaware County. But like a lot of cities that their main economies relied on manufacturing, ultimately, a lot of those manufacturing bases closed down, people lost their jobs, and Chester, like a lot of places across America, went into a period of disinvestment with people moving out, crime escalating, and the government really not being able to dig the city out of its distress.
So about a decade ago, state and county officials announced they were going to develop Chester's waterfront. So what happened?
It started in 2007 with the Harris Casino that opened along the stretch of waterfront a little bit further up from where the stadium is today. Then in 2008, Chester officials, state officials, and union officials decided that they wanted to open the latest Major League Soccer stadium along the waterfront in Chester. And this was going to be more than just a stadium. It was going to be this $500 million redevelopment project that was supposed to revitalize the waterfront and really be a lifeline for Chester, which needed serious economic development.
Harris Casino, with the slots, live table gaming, and premier horse racing.
I remember that. It was a huge thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're here today because of the vision and perseverance of a world-class ownership group and the incredible commitment and support of the mayor, the county commissioners, a wide variety of...
This was going to change the face of Chester, and it was going to make it a first-class Pennsylvania city. And people were really excited. I mean, this was a city that seriously needed some economic development, and here it was really being just gifted to them.
So, Caitlin, what were they hoping for this area? How did they envision it?
They really envisioned this to be this massive development project that wouldn't just include the stadium, but it would include a variety of other developments as well, including a 200,000 square foot convention center, office space, hundreds of apartments and townhomes, tons of retail space, a restaurant, and also a supermarket, which is something that Chester desperately needed at the time. It had no major supermarket in the city. So really, it was going to be a place for Chester residents to go to, as well as out-of-town fans to come in and hang out at the waterfront and hopefully in the city as well before the game. And then after the game, take advantage of the restaurants that were there, the shopping.
Why was there no follow-through?
So the developer of the $500 million project along the waterfront was Buccini Pollen Group, which is a Wilmington, Delaware-based developer. And they blamed the recession at the time for the reason that they couldn't get anything but the stadium off the ground. So during that period, they managed to build the stadium, but everything else that was supposed to come with it never got built.
Who was paying for all this?
A lot of it came from taxpayer money. About $87 million in subsidies went toward this project, a combination of state money, county money. The Delaware River Port Authority gave some money as well to amount to a total of $87 million.
Did the Philadelphia Union Stadium help Chester economically?
I think that really depends on who you ask. If you ask the Philadelphia Union, they'll tell you that they've created more than 500 part-time jobs, about half of which went to Chester residents, and that they've done a lot of other things to try to help the community, including clothing drives and giving back in terms of time and financial contributions. But I think if you ask a lot of the residents in the city, they would disagree.
So you got people just standing by watching people that are building up neighborhoods that they grew up in, but can't get any money from the production of it.
Part of the complicated situation here is that the county, in order to fund this stadium project, put up a $30 million bond about a decade ago to pay for it. And Chester is responsible for paying a quarter of that bond. And so that amounts to payments of about $445,000 annually to pay down that bond.
That's a lot for Chester.
That is a lot for Chester.
So they're getting no economic return.
I think the union would argue that there are, of course, taxes that come in from wage taxes and parking taxes and business taxes. But beyond that, no.
So in 2016, Thaddeus Kirkland becomes mayor of Chester.
64 years old, lifelong resident.
So he knows Chester. Does his taking office make a difference in all this?
Absolutely. I think it's important to note that before Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland took office, there was a different mayor in Chester. He was a Democrat, just like Thaddeus is, Democratic Mayor John Linder. And his period of time serving as mayor is really characterized as a period of intense dissatisfaction with the soccer team, the Philadelphia Union. Basically, he alleged that the Philadelphia Union wasn't doing enough to help the city of Chester, while as the soccer team said that it's not their responsibility to fix a struggling city. They're only part of the solution. And so when Thaddeus Kirkland took over a few years ago, this was a pretty big shift politically for the city and for the soccer team as well.
Instead of pointing fingers and trying to blame one another, we chose to be partners and work with them and bring about a better stadium, bring about a better Chester.
Thaddeus Kirkland had been the state rep while this soccer deal was being cut, and he had influence in trying to ask for things that the city wanted, including a supermarket. He already knew the landscape with the union and I think had a little bit more political will to play nice and try to get along in order to try to get some development happening along the waterfront.
We worked on in a bipartisan way on both the stadium and the Harrah's Casino, knowing that if these two facilities were to be built and established here in the city of Chester, it was the start of something big.
So this year, Caitlin, Chester announces it's relaunching development plans on the waterfront. So who takes the lead this time?
So within the last few years, Keystone Sports and Entertainment, which is the soccer team's parent company, actually ends up buying the land from the developer, the Buccini Pollen Group. And they've decided that they want to try to kickstart this all over again. And so earlier this year, they issued what's called an RFP, or a request for proposals, to about two dozen architectural firms, asking them to come up with some kind of plan for the waterfront. And so they've thrown out ideas like having a youth sportsplex so different youth intramural teams could come play lacrosse, soccer, a variety of other sports.
So this is sort of scaled down from that original idea 10 years ago about having a convention center and a hotel and all those big buildings down there.
When I talked to Tim McDermott,
my job title is Chief Business Officer,
who is part of the leadership for the soccer team, the Philadelphia Union. He's described this as really phase one. And so one thing that I asked him was, what about all of the housing that was supposed to be built? What about plans for a hotel, which was initially tossed around a little bit? And he said that that's something that Keystone hopefully will get to in a phase two or phase three situation.
Which then can get you into more of the, could there ever be a hotel? Could there ever be residential? When do restaurants, et cetera, pop up?
So there are serious stakes attached to this latest redevelopment. What could this mean for Chester?
So Chester, like a lot of other cities and towns across the state, is part of this state program called Act 47, which cities and towns can enter into if they're in a period of financial distress. And so Chester entered this program in the late 1990s, and it
wow.
gives cities like Chester different grants and resources and guidance to try to reform their fiscal situation. The problem in Chester is that it has a looming deadline in 2021 by which Chester needs to exit the program. Otherwise, the state could declare the city a fiscal emergency and take control of the city. So one of the recommendations by the state-appointed coordinator who's helping Chester reform itself is that it needs economic development in order to exit this program. It needs the soccer expansion of the stadium and this health and wellness campus. It needs to happen in order for Chester to be on good financial footing.
Because what it does is it creates opportunity for revenue, a tax base. Once we begin the process of fully implementing our plan to redevelop our water authority, it creates jobs for those persons who are going to be working down there.
So they tried to do this 10 years ago. They didn't get it done. Why could it be different this time?
I think there's a lot more political will this time around. I think Thaddeus Kirkland as mayor is really committed to working with the soccer team to try to make this happen. He's formed an economic development committee.
People who have a vested interest in the growth of Chester.
In which Philadelphia Union, the soccer team members, some of them, their executive leadership, sit on that committee with him.
The resources that we have here are tremendous. So it's got to start somewhere. It's got to start somewhere. And this feels like this is a great place to begin change.
Caitlin, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Benyakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Xavier Lopez. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. We'll be back tomorrow.